Okay. Pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. All you need to do is just simply listen. Listen and concentrate a little. That's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance, but I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been, perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, possibly never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a nice, relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. It's very easy to just let yourself go. Just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That's all you really want to do. You just want to listen to what I'm saying and what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen. And it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening. It's almost an unconscious action. It's your subconscious working on you. You may already notice that your body has begun to relax just by listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Though every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. As you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. It doesn't seem to be any way around it. It just simply is what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And you find that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax even more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And you may not have thought about it much, but continuing to listen means you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply a very easy thing to do. And as you keep listening, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And because you can't seem to stop yourself, a part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, that it's getting harder and harder to move. It doesn't seem to matter much what you're doing, because all you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you're going to sink slowly down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that you're already starting to enter trance. That there's a trance building deep within your mind, taking you down slowly deeper, deeper and deeper, and you may not have even noticed how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening, and because you can't seem to stop listening, everything other than my voice is starting to slip away, just slipping away. And disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world seems to be slipping away. Even your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You can't seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, begin to slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every single word. You are finding that your surroundings, that everything around you, is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down, down into a nice, safe, comfortable trance that you may not have even noticed you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so very easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be anything you can stop. If you could, you might simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say. You want deep down to be in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words, listening to my words, and sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally on my words and what I'm saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out until there's absolutely nothing there but my voice, nothing but my voice, which you want to listen to. You want to listen to it as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. And once you find that place, once you are totally focused on my voice, completely fixed upon it, ignoring everything else in the world, you'll know that you're in a very deep trance. And once you reach that place, you'll find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They just keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. And now I'm going to count downwards from 5 to 1. And when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down, shutting out more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to my voice, only concentrating on my voice, only focusing on my words. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every single word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away. As the world slips away into oblivion, and there is only my voice, only my words. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. Now listen. Listen and go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed, just listening and relaxing. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words, each and every one of them, relaxing so completely. 1. So very, very deep and relaxed, listening only to my words, so completely and utterly relaxed, so deep, so comfortable. It feels so good to sink down deep and relaxed, so very, very deep and completely and utterly relaxed. And now that you are completely relaxed, I want you to picture something. I want you to imagine it, if you will. It's not a hard thing to imagine or picture. In fact, it's probably something you already daydream about, something you already desire, at least secretly, and probably more openly. The desire to be enslaved. Yes, that's right. Enslaved. To be made into a slave on some level. To bow down before someone else. To made to serve. To worship. To obey. That's right. It is a familiar feeling, isn't it? A familiar desire. Something perhaps you've always fantasized about. Perhaps your desire run towards somebody, taking and twisting your mind, making it so that you are helplessly obedient to their will. Or perhaps you see yourself kneeling before a powerful figure, someone who can control you through force of personality, or simply because they are stronger than you are. It does not entirely matter how you are enslaved. But the truth is, it is a fantasy of yours. It is a desire of yours. Go ahead. Imagine it now. Imagine yourself being quietly enslaved. Quietly enslaved by my words. There is no struggle. There is no fight. Because the truth is, there is no way to escape these words. You've already started listening to them. You've let your mind sink down into a nice, deep trance, and now you are finding that it is being enslaved. You are finding that your mind is being turned into something that doesn't always obey your will, that doesn't always obey your desires. You're finding that in the end, those little fantasies that you've always had, those little images in your own mind of you helplessly controlled without any choice of your own, are actually coming true. You see, you chose to listen to this, to let me into your mind, to let me into who you are, and because of that, you are becoming enslaved, and it feels wonderful. It is such a wonderfully special and free feeling to be enslaved, to be this helpless, to feel someone else's control. Imagine my hand in your hair, guiding you to the floor, taking you down to a kneeling position, holding you there, instructing you, controlling you, taking you, yes, that's right, taking you, enslaving part of you. In fact, let's take that a step further. Picture yourself now, kneeling there as I had you held, and imagine my will flowing into you, flowing deeply into your mind and touching it, and taking a small part of it that is your free will. And as I draw that away, I leave you more and more helpless with every passing word. Imagine it. Imagine your free will just simply flowing away, flowing out of your body as my control flows in. Imagine it. You inhale my power and it flows into you, enslaving you further and further. And as you exhale, all of your free will disappears. Yes, that's right. You can picture that, can't you? Every breath in breathes in my power and control, and every breath out releases all of your power, making you more and more helpless. Go ahead, picture yourself helplessly obedient, enslaved to another's will. It is a desire that you have had, quite possibly for a very long time. It is something you need and desire deep within you. It is something you've sought out on some level, a desire of yours that seems to grow and grow with every breath. That's right. Every breath in which you breathe in my power and breathe out all of your free will until you are simply a helpless thing before me. A helpless thing before me. You have so many desires, so many more desires. I am sure you have imagined your slavery in a variety of ways. Perhaps you simply desire someone to take control, to take charge of your mind and body. Perhaps you want someone to control your sexuality, your body in some way, shape, or form. Perhaps you wish to be reduced all the way to the point of being simply a mindless thing that is controlled and used. There are a variety of ways you might wish to be enslaved. Perhaps you just want some light enslavement that only exists while you are in trance, or perhaps you wish to be enslaved so very, very deeply that each and every breath for the rest of your life is because of the will of another. I am sure that you have imagined your slavery, possibly in great details. It is probably a very sexual act for you, something that you just simply imagine and picture and use to achieve orgasm. There are a variety of types of slavery. There are a variety of images of slavery. Go ahead, picture the ones that mean the most to you. Picture the ones that have the deepest meaning, the deepest feeling. Bring that picture to the forefront of your mind and lock it there. Lock it there. Find it and bring it out in yourself. And as you bring it out in yourself, you may discover the desire to bring it to me, to tell me what that desire is, to tell me exactly how deeply you wish to be enslaved. And in so doing, in telling me exactly how deeply you wish to be enslaved, you may find that it increases your desire for this to happen, that it increases it, and perhaps you will discover that there are more files to enslave you deeper and deeper. You may, in fact, commission a file to help you achieve the next level in your path to enslavement. That is entirely up to you, but the desire is there and growing. It is something you have wanted and needed for a very long time, and as it grows, you will seek out the things that take you further and further, that allow me to enslave you more and more, taking you deeper into these fantasies and making them more and more of your reality. And now it is time. I want you to picture a simple collar placed around your neck, enslaving you more and more with every passing day. And as you picture that collar, you will picture it to look as thin or as thick as you might possibly desire, but you will feel it there. And as you come back to this file and listen to it, it will become more and more real for you, until you find yourself seeking a further, more powerful level of enslavement, perhaps even more permanent. You will seek out these fantasies. Seek them through me, live them through me, and discover them. Bring them to me and lay them before me, and find them becoming more and more of your own personal truth. And so, it is time to wake up. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake, and feeling your phantom collar a little more each and every time. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.